Okay, watch this. I scroll down and the video starts playing. I scroll back up and it reverses. It's just so satisfying to feel like you're in control of the scrolling pace. And here comes the website content. Once I found out that this is possible without a plugin in Elementor, I had some fun. And here is an example of Jean-Claude Van Damme going into a split. I don't want to hurt him, so I won't scroll all the way down. Okay, let's do it. So here comes the website content. Let me go ahead and show you how to do this inside Elementor for free and without a plugin. As you can see, we only have the Elementor header up here. I won't be showing you how to rebuild that because I just want to go straight into the juicy stuff. So let's start off by creating a virgin container and make sure that the container has a width of 100% like this. Then you'll need to search for the video widget and drag it in, because you can actually use any video you like. I'll just go ahead and find the video I want to use, the watermelon video, and upload my video and just find it. Here it is. Just make sure it's an MP4 file or else it won't work. Now look for video options and find mute. Make sure it's toggled on. And down here you can see we have a player control. But this would ruin the entire experience if you could see that, so make sure it's deactivated here. Then let's just take a look at it in full width, and you can see we have this white padding around it. To remove that, you have to go to into the container, advanced, and click here on padding and remove them. Let's just incorporate the header by removing the background and just giving it a minus margin of 120. So now in full width it looked like this. By the way, a quick side note, if you want to save time, you can also just download this as a ready to import template, and you'll also get the truck website. You could just import it directly into Elementor like this. I'll show you how to do it later in the video. Okay, now it's time for the secret ingredients in order for this scroll trigger video to work. We need to use a few lines of code. But don't worry, you don't need to know anything about code, you just need to insert it. But before we do that, I just forgot one very important thing, and that is that you have to click on the container and set this height to 500 and set it to view height. So now we have a lot of white space we can scroll upon. Okay, go ahead and search for the HTML widget and insert it down here. In the description of this video, you will find this line of code. Just go ahead and find this copy button and copy it. Then go back to Elementor and insert it. Okay, so that's it for now. Just click update. And let's go ahead and view it in a new tab. Let's test it out. Okay, so the video is playing on scroll, but we have all of this white space. So that's because we need this section to be sticky. So to achieve that, you go back to Elementor and navigate to the container, or actually the video, and go into advanced and scroll down and look for this motion effects. Here you can activate sticky at the top, and also remember to activate this stay in column. Let's now go ahead and update and refresh. Now it's sticky, but two important things you need to know before ending this video. One, if you have more content on the page, which I had in the final result, you need to do one thing or else it won't be visible. So if I go back to Elementor Editor, you can now see that I have added some content down here, but this content is behind the video. So you need to activate the set index by clicking on the container of the video, setting this to 0, and go back to the other container or your other content on the web page and set this to 1. So now when I refresh this page, you can see if I scroll down, the other content appears. Okay, and the other thing you need to know, which is probably the most important thing, is that this video won't work if you don't have a 30 frame per second video. And you don't need to know what that means, just know that inside of this link, you can down here find an online converter. I'll just quickly show you how to do this if your video is lagging. So click on this and drag it in. And down here, you set the frame rate to 30 and just click start. Now you will get a converted file with the right frame per second video that you can upload to your website and it won't be lagging. If you want to save time and just import this website I built as a ready-to-made template, go to the link in the description and click I want this. Then insert your email here and click get. And here you go. Now you have a downloadable file you can just add in. Click on the add template and go to upload and drag in the file you just received and insert it. There you go. Now you have the final website imported.